working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of Sac's great King Curtis with our special guest, Jim Mayer. Dr. Pearl has a heart-to-heart with Ann Romney and Calista Gingrich, and the Sac's therapist, well, he rescues a couple who's looking for love in all the wrong places. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. I think I've been called worse in my day.
Than who you were called?
Yeah, he's called me worse names.
He has, many, some not on the air.
Yes.
Well, Pete, real quick, speaking of things that have been called worse names, Donald Trump wants to build a private cemetery near his golf club in New Jersey as a final resting place for wealthy members. He's going to call it, "You're Expired."
Yeah. And how about this one? Pfizer recalled a million packs of birth control pills because of a mistake in counting. Mm. Who knew Rick Perry had a second job, huh?
And speaking of things that are going to expire once more, did you hear that in Germany they discovered a wax cylinder recording of Otto von Bismarck made in 1889? They could barely make out Otto singing happy birthday to his American girlfriend, Betty White. Okay, we do have a great show for you tonight. Here's David Bassey with another Kansas City blues classic, "I Want a Little Girl."
I want a little girl to call my own. She must be the one that's sitting all alone. I want a little girl to fall in love with me. I want a little girl to love a lot. I'll give her everything, everything I got. And if she can cook, oh boy, she'll suit me to a T. Now, I don't care if she waves her hair or doesn't wear those fancy clothes. I don't care if she doesn't wear a nylon hose. I don't care how she looks like the kind of girls in those picture books. I want a little girl to fall in love with me. Thank you. care if she waves her hair or doesn't wear silk and fancy clothes. And I don't care if she don't wear, but don't wear nylon hose. I want a little girl to love a lot. I'm gonna give her everything I got. I want a little girl to fall in love with me.
Mr. David Bassey.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of Curtis Owsley, better known to the jazz, blues, and rock and roll world as King Curtis. He was a saxophone virtuoso, and Curtis played rhythm and blues, rock and roll, soul, funk and soul jazz, just to name a few. He was a respected band leader, session musician, musical director, and record producer, though the man was probably best known for his distinctive solo on the famous Coasters hit Yakety Yak.
Born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, King Curtis started playing sax at the age of 12. He turned down a college scholarship to join the Lionel Hampton Band, where he also wrote and arranged music and played guitar. In 1952, he moved to New York City, where Curtis recorded with a range of artists from Nat Adderley and Wynton Kelly to Buddy Holly and Andy Williams.
Stylistically, Curtis took inspiration from saxophonists like Lester Young, Louis Jordan, Earl Bostic, and Gene Ammons. He loved playing jazz, but decided he could also make money as a rock musician. Now, besides the Coasters, he worked with Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder. He also opened for the Beatles at Shea Stadium. And he had his own hits with Memphis Soul Stew and a cover of Ode to Billy Joe.
Well, we are going to spend the next hour playing some tunes King Curtis made famous. To help us get that done, we'll need a versatile tenor sax player. And that would be our special guest and friend, Jim Mayer.
Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Peter, it is fabulous to be here tonight.
Well, it is. It is. Now, we bring you on to play King Curtis. Do you have to do anything, change his style about the way you play or take on anything special for him?
Well, everything King Curtis played just reeked of the blues, whether it was rock and roll or straight-ahead jazz. And he also played with a real kind of growling sound that really connects with people. So I think we definitely have that in mind when we're trying to capture the spirit of King Curtis.
Now, this cat had some versatility. You see it in anything that talks about him.
He definitely did. You know, he could hang with great jazz musicians who recorded on the Prestige label, but also was a sought-after studio musician. As you mentioned, played with a lot of rock bands. In fact, he won a Grammy Award back around 1970 for a great performance he did playing a rock solo. But versatility was his thing, and he could shift gears depending on the musicians he played with, but always brought a lot of integrity, a lot of feeling to the music, and that special charisma to connect with people musically.
Now, how hard is it to be able to be that versatile as a musician?
Well, it depends what your focus is. A lot of musicians kind of take pride in being able to fit any different genre and do it competently, whereas a lot of musicians kind of pigeonhole themselves into doing one thing exceptionally well. I think if you want to make a living as a musician, you have to be able to wear different hats effectively. I think that's one of my strengths. I always bring multiple saxophones onto the gig and try to play competently in the different styles.
And we're going to hear you play a couple of those saxophones right here in just a little bit. But right off the bat, Joe, what are we going to start with for a tune?
All right, this is a tune that King Curtis recorded probably multiple times, one of his best-known tunes that he covered. And so we're going to do our own version and tribute to King Curtis with Night Train.
And now, for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, our first letter is from Annie, somewhere on the campaign trail. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I need your help with a delicate matter. You see, ever since my mittens began running for president 4 years ago, or was it forever, we haven't been doing the carnal cushion pushing, if you know what I mean. At least I don't have to share my Wilbur with any other wives like that poor Mrs. Gingrich. You know, I want to be his Salt Lake kitty again. Dr. Pearl, what can I do to get more moaning out of my Mormon?"
All right now, Annie, I'm going to try and help you with this. It seems like you're getting a break of your own. It may not be a tax break, but apparently 15% is definitely missing, if not more. Here we go. You like to hide the pickle with your handsome honey. But Mitt is way too busy hiding all of his money. If his dad's from Mexico and you're his Mormon dolly, rub yourself in taco sauce and be his hot tamale.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Annie, you will survive it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Now, darling, here's how you revive it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Return some equity on his private. And make him call you Bang.
Oh, wow, what a coincidence. Our next letter is from Callista, also on the campaign trail. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I need your help with a delicate matter. Ever since my newtie began running for king of the world, I mean president, we haven't been playing speaker in my blouse, if you know what I mean. Now, we're Catholics, so at least I don't have to share my nudie with any other wives anymore. Dr. Pearl, what can I do to get more booty from my nudie?"
All right, Miss Callista, you have a situation, and I will do my best to help you with it. Honestly, I don't know why you want more nudie, but since you do, it doesn't appear the rest of the country does. Here we go. You like Newt's lizard, so you became his bride. But now he's campaigning and his mouth is occupied. Go back to where you're good at. Put some color in your hair. Change your looks and he'll pretend he's having an affair.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Girl, don't be like your predecessor.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You better be the aggressor.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Go ahead, jump on that professor. Or you will be history.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone. Bye-bye.
If you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're having a good time, stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides King Curtis, we celebrate the birthday this week of vocalist and jump blues pianist Floyd Dixon. Born J. Riggins Jr. in Marshall, Texas, he was influenced by blues, gospel, jazz, and country music growing up. His best-known song is the raucous Hey Bartender, which was featured in the Blues Brothers movie.
Floyd's family moved to L.A. in 1942, where Dixon performed under the name Mr. Magnificent. He signed a contract with Modern Records in 1949, specializing in racy songs like Red Cherries, Baby, Let's Go Down to the Woods, and Too Much Jelly Roll.
No wonder he was called Mr. Magnificent. Well, here's Joe and the band with an old piano blues tune covered by Floyd Dixon and just about every other piano player worth his salt. It's called After Hours.
Now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Newt Gingrich had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Now, Bachman owes a million. She better make a big deposit. I hear Michelle's campaign owes a million. Time to make a big deposit. Instead, she's hiding out in Minnesota with her husband. They're in the closet.
Newt's staying in the race. Mitt can't get rid of this goof. Newt says he's in it till the convention. Poor Mitt ain't rid of this goof. You know, Gingrich follows Romney everywhere like a dog tied to his car roof.
Facebook's going public. Now Zuckerberg's worth depends on whether we're investors or just his Facebook friends.
My tattoo was a bargain. It looks just like a bruise.
Me too.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Horace Silver wrote it, and King Curtis recorded it. Now here's Jim Mayer to play Sister Sadie. Thank you.
walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. Hey, David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Man, going on here tonight. Jim Mayer with us, huh? Something, huh?
You can feel it. Something special.
Thelonious Monk, still getting attention in 2012. It seems, in fact, he's having a great year. You know, for somebody who died in 1982. It's pretty good, huh? His quirky tunes, they're staples. You know, everybody plays Monk tunes. And on the heels of Eric Reed's album, The Dancing Monk, and Kim Pencil and Phil DeGregg's Melodious Monk, Jimmy Owens, the trumpeter, takes his turn with The Monk Project, an album with the immediate benefit of an A-list lineup. Jimmy on the trumpet and flugelhorn, Wycliffe Gordon on the trombone, Marcus Strickland on the tenor saxophone, wow. Howard Johnson on the tuba and the baritone sax, Kenny Barron, Kenny Davis, and Wynard Harper rounding out the group, jumping up the charts.
Wow.
Right now. Get out and get it.
So I need to kick the bucket to make it, is what you're saying.
Don't do that, Pete.
I only got one album, and it's on 8-track.
And we only got one bucket.
All right. Now, besides King Curtis and Floyd Dixon, we celebrate the birthday this week of another great sax player, Pony Poindexter. It's the birthday week of pianist and composer Roselle Claxton, who played with Kansas City's Harlan Leonard and his Rockets. You know, Charlie Parker and Myra Taylor were Rockets at one time, too.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
We celebrate the birthdays of arranger Sammy Nestico and bassist Walter Page, both close associates of Count Basie. Pianist Bill Evans had a birthday this week, along with the great pianist and composer UB Blake. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you've got such class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy, man, wild jazz. Yeah, jazz, jazz, Pete.
We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I am a huge fan of King Curtis, especially his great sax solo on Yakety Yak. Hey, you know, Pete?
Yeah.
Yakety Yak should be the theme song of the Republican debates.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see Wolf Blitzer tell Newt Gingrich, "Don't give me no dirty looks."
And if Gingrich doesn't get elected, poor Callista, don't get no spending cash.
Oh, that's all right, because he ain't going to rock and roll no more.
Yakety-yak.
Don't talk back.
Oh, boy. King Curtis had a hit with this Bobby Gentry tune. And here's Jim Mayer on soprano sax with Ode to Billy Joe. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the 12th Street Jump Band with Mr. Jim Mayer. Ode to Billy Joe. Thank you very much. Beautifully done.
Recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now, making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding, Ashton Kutcher and Betty White kind of job. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in. Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a cold Friday morning. Freezing cold. Colder than the cash in Mitt Romney's Swiss bank account. And that's when they walked in. She was cool as a cucumber. He was a dip. They made the perfect couple. And the lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Pam. He's Pat. We're the Prestons from Pensacola.
Pam and Pat Preston from Pensacola. What brings you to my place on this freezing Friday morn, huh?
Hey, man, primaries.
Oh, you mean red, yellow, and blue, huh? I majored in crayons.
No. The Florida primaries. Pat's so perplexed by the primaries that he pouts and passes on playing Pinch the Pickle.
Oh, I see. Primaries perturb Pat, so he punts the pants. Problem, Pat?
No, Paul, man. Paul.
Paul. Pat loves Ron Paul and hates seeing Paul do poorly.
Ooh, painful, brother. Painful.
So Pat's a Paul person. Libertarian?
Pothead.
Ah. Well, let me get this straight. Pam and Pat Preston from Pensacola don't play Pass the Pickle because Paul does poorly in the primary and makes Pothead Pat pout. Did I put my pinky on the problem?
Precisely. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Pat. Imagine it's a pretty night in Pensacola. The palm trees are swaying like Pam's patootie and polka dot pants.
I can see your patootie, Pam. Ooh, it's pretty, baby.
Do these pants make me look fat, Pat? Ooh,
no, baby. Pants make Pat pant. I'm panting. I'm panting.
Oh, ooh. You're my primary man, Pat.
Oh, baby. Be my red state, baby.
Ooh, I'm red hot for you.
I'm red hot for you, baby. I'm your red hot poker.
Give me your red hot poker hand. Oh, Pat, you're making me flush. Oh, I'm blushing, baby. Give me the royal treatment, Pat.
Pat, whoa, whoa. Stop acting like a pair of deuces. So Pat got over Paul in the primary, and Pat got to play Patootie. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like chins on Chris Christie. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist.
Okay, let's bring David to join Jim and the band on a tune Floyd Dixon wrote. His first big hit, Hey Bartender.
I went bowling the other night. We got drinking and we got real tight. Started partying with all my friends. Felt so good, gonna do it again. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, man, looky here. Draw one, two, three, four glasses of beer. I saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, say, baby, can we be friends? You're looking good as you can be. Come on, baby, take a drink with me. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, man, looky here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Now listen, the juke's playing and everything. All the gang, they began to sing. Just then I heard some fool call, last round for alcohol. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, man, looky here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Past one, and then I heard somebody shout,
"Lights out! Everybody get out!"
I said, "Hey, bartender." good beer. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look at here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Glasses of beer.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes, and Brett Schlegel, well, she uploads the show. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.